With the news now, here's Brian Jennings.
The number of COVID-19 patients in hospital has fallen below 500 for the first time this year, according to figures from the HSE. Last night, 494 confirmed cases were recorded in hospitals, compared with 540 earlier in the day. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.
At one point during the recent COVID-19 surge, hospitals were dealing with around 2,000 cases. Last night, figures from the HSE put the number of confirmed cases in hospital at 494, compared with 540 earlier in the day. It means that cases have fallen below 500 for the first time this year. The number of patients with the disease in ICU is also reducing slowly. The HSE said there were 115 patients with COVID-19 in intensive care last night. Overall, daily COVID case numbers and hospital cases are falling.
Northern Ireland's power-sharing executive is today expected to publish its plan to emerge from the COVID-19 lockdown. More than one-third of its adult population has now received a first dose of the coronavirus vaccine. Our Northern editor, Tommy Gorman.
The Stormont executive hopes to sign off on its plan this morning. Provided that happens, it will be the turn of Deputy First Minister Sinn Féin's Michelle O'Neill to brief the Assembly members in the afternoon. It is understood the blueprint covers nine categories, including education and young people, retail, work, travel and tourism, and hospitality. There will be five phases for each of those groupings. No set-in-stone dates are included in this plan. The lifting of restrictions will be heavily influenced by the ongoing suppression of the virus. Keeping the reproduction rate below one is expected to remain a key priority. As of yesterday, over 525,000 people had received a first dose of the COVID vaccine. The executive hopes Northern Ireland will be a different place by the summer. Tommy Gorman, RTÉ News, Belfast.
The Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, will seek Cabinet approval today to extend the medical cards of dependents of women affected by the cervical check controversy. The cards were issued on an administrative basis by the HSE from May 2018 and had a three-year expiry date attached to them. It's expected that, subject to Cabinet approval, a three-year extension will be applied to these cards. The cards were issued as part of a package of supports for the women and their families. The government has given its backing to a prospective bid by Ireland and the UK to host the 2030 FIFA World Cup. It followed confirmation from Boris Johnson that his government would work with the Irish government in an effort to get the chance to host the tournament. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
The possibility of this country hosting World Cup games took a significant step forward last night. There is now an ambitious potential plan in play by five football associations to host the 2030 FIFA World Cup finals. Government Chief Whip and Minister for Sport Jack Chambers warmly welcomed the British government's commitment to financially support the bid. He said his department would now work with partners to assess the viability of the plan. It followed confirmation from Boris Johnson that his government would work with the Irish government in an effort to get the chance to host the tournament for the first time since 1966. In a joint statement, the FAI, along with the football associations in England, Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland, said it was delighted with the UK government's commitment to back any bid. The statement said feasibility work would continue before FIFA formally opened the selection process next year.
Authorities in northwest Nigeria say they have secured the release of 279 schoolgirls abducted by gunmen last week. It's not clear if a ransom has been paid. The girls were abducted by unidentified gunmen from their boarding school on Friday and taken to a forest. A criminal investigation is underway after a woman was arrested after driving at speed along the M50 while being pursued by a number of Garda cars. The incident lasted over an hour and some footage was uploaded to a social media site. The woman has been charged with dangerous driving following her arrest in Dublin. No one was injured during the incident. And now the weather.
RTÉ Radio 1 weather with Centra. We're working hard to provide a safe environment so you can shop safely in your local Centra.
Frost and fog will clear from most areas during this morning to leave a dry day with sunny spells. After a cold start, maximum afternoon temperatures will generally range 8 to 12 degrees in light easterly breezes.